Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ensuring food and nutritional security remains one of the main challenges of mankind. As stated by Brazilian Minister for External Relations, no development is worthy of this name unless it includes food and nutritional security for all countries and for all people within all countries. Despite the efforts of countries to eliminate hunger, an unacceptably high number of people still suffer from undernourishment throughout the world, which has deep and extensive impacts on global governance and on international peace and security. Peace, security, and development are intertwined. Article 55 of the United Nations Charter is unequivocal in appointing that the interdependence between social progress and development must be promoted in order to create the conditions of stability and well-being which are necessary for peaceful and friendly relations among nations. It is unfortunate that many crises in the UN Security Council, for instance, agenda involve societies that in themselves do not constitute a threat to global peace and security. Nevertheless, these societies have been suffering from conflicts and instability in a scenario of poverty, unemployment, and food insecurity. Food and nutritional security, as well as poverty eradication, are essential preconditions for development. They play a crucial role in promoting peace, security, and social justice. Mr. Chairman, sustainability is pivotal in any dimension of development. We must create food systems that provide food and nutrition security for all people in a sustainable way. To achieve this, some prerequisites are fundamental. International agricultural trade is one of them. The international community needs to continue pursuing the establishment of a universal, rules-based, open, non-discriminatory and equitable multilateral trading system. Unfair subsidies to producers deny access of developing countries' products to consumer markets. Agricultural protectionism discourages rural sector investments in developing countries. The extreme volatility in food commodity prices is another problem that must be addressed. However, we should resist the misleading temptation to associate food and nutritional security to low food prices. It is necessary to ensure that farmers in developing countries have a sufficient level of income, and to that end, it's important to raise production levels and maintain remunerative prices for agricultural products. In our agenda, we should also underscore the promotion of sustainable production and consumption patterns. This is an important cross-cutting issue that we must tackle. The world has been falling short of bringing about changes in the way we consume and produce. Brazil is very pleased to note that the recently issued report of the high-level panel of eminent persons on the post-2015 development agenda adequately acknowledges its importance. Productivity, especially in smallholder or family farming, should also be fostered in order to promote sustainable food production and nutritional security. Investments and actions are needed in this sense. Brazil has accumulated great advances on knowledge in this area over the last decades. And we are very proud that Embrapa, one of our flagship agricultural research institutions, has significantly contributed to improving productivity in many other areas of the globe. Mr. Chairman, Brazil welcomes the state of food and agriculture 2013. SOFA correctly calls attention to the major problem of undernourishment. It also underlines other negative aspects related to malnutrition, such as undernutrition, micronutrient deficiencies, overweight, and obesity. Much must be done to improve the quality of nutrition. Many SOFA recommendations are in line with policies already in place in Brazil to improve healthy diets and provide good nutrition. Examples are many. Our public programs to promote social inclusion of small farmers by adding value to their produce, as well as by ensuring the democratic access to land, also aim at stimulating family farming in producing healthy and natural food. In fact, more than 70% of the food you consume daily in Brazil come from family farming. To an important extent, the key to a truly wide choice of healthy food to consumers may well be also in progressively inserting family farming in the food supply chains of production, thus allowing consumer access to ample choice of healthy and nutritious produce straight from the farms to the forks. Brazil also welcomes FAO Program of Work and Budget 2014-15, present being analyzed by Commission 2. We think that that it is important that multilateral organizations, especially those geared to development promotion and the programs they implement, be adequately budgeted so that they can act as effective multilateral agencies. The program of work and budget is an essential tool for the work of this organization in the eradication of hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition, as well as in preserving FAO's excellence as a knowledge organization and its efficiency as a cooperation agency. We fully support the PWB as presented by the Director General, and we invite other members to do so. In concluding, Mr. Chairman, Brazil considers the SOFA as, that the SOFA is a sound document, and we support it. Thank you.